Alois Hitler, born Alois Schickelgruber, worked for the Austrian civil service, which is to say, for the empire and against German interests. Alois wanted Adolf to be not an artist, but a civil servant like himself. Alois may also have been partly Jewish, a possibility that kept Hitler's own racial history a state secret when he became dictator. Hitler defied his father, moving to Vienna in hopes of attending the Academy of Fine Arts, but his application was rejected. On his second try, his drawings were so bad he wasn't even allowed to apply. Partly thanks to some money he inherited from an aunt, Hitler slowly clawed out a professional life as a tradesman artist. He was never a house painter, as his enemies claimed. He mostly copied older paintings and drawings and sold them to merchants as frame fillers, placeholders, and postcards. Constantly reading, mostly German mythology and pseudo-history, Hitler ignored Vienna's café society, puritanically refusing to drink, smoke, or dance. Women, in his mind, were little more than terrifying syphilis carriers. In one of his few moments of understatement, he wrote in Mein Kampf, "I believe that those who knew me in those days took me for an eccentric." It was in Vienna that Hitler was first introduced to National Socialism. Vienna, at the turn of the century, was the center of the universe for those eager to learn more about Aryan mumbo-jumbo, the mystical powers of the Hindu swastika and the intricacies of cosmic ice theory. Hitler swam in those bohemian waters, often staying up nights writing plays about pagan Bavarians bravely fighting off invading Christian priests, trying to impose foreign beliefs on Teutonic civilization. He also spent days wandering the poorer sections of the city, only to come home to work on grandiose city plans that included more progressive housing for the working class. Indeed, he would rail against the unearned wealth of the city's aristocrats and the need for social justice. Most of all, Hitler immersed himself in the burgeoning field of scientific anti-Semitism. Once, when passing through the inner city, he wrote in Mein Kampf, "I suddenly encountered a phenomenon in a long kaftan and wearing black sidelocks. My first thought was, is this a Jew? They certainly did not have this appearance in Linz. I watched the man stealthily and cautiously. But the longer I gazed at the strange countenance and examined it feature by feature, the more the question shaped itself in my brain. Is this a German?" Hitler, the scholar, continues, "As was always my habit with such experiences, I turned to books for help in removing my doubts. For the first time in my life, I bought myself some anti-Semitic pamphlets for a few pence."